Hey everyone, John Lakefun here. You know, as residents, it's really difficult to talk openly about our struggles. But take a listen as I interview your favorite EM educators about their stories. These conversations will lead us into the very first Resident Wellness Consensus Summit, a partnership between Essentials of Emergency Medicine, Academic Life in Emergency Medicine, and EMRA on May 15th, 2017 at Essentials of Emergency Medicine. For this episode, I sat down with Dr. Richard Cantor, a master pediatric emergency medicine educator, and one of our keynote speakers at the upcoming Essentials of Emergency Medicine Conference coming this May 16th through 18th, 2017. And I asked him to share what has helped him build resiliency to sustain his long and fulfilling clinical practice.
About a month ago, my wife was admitted to a local community hospital, and she was being checked in as an inpatient with the obligatory activities of the nursing staff, starting IVs, taking histories, filling out the electronic medical record. The person who was taking care of her was a young nurse, and I was bearing witness to the situation, and it was done very well. A few minutes later, I was in the hallway, and this nurse approached me and said, you don't remember me, do you? And I looked at her name tag, and at my age, you know, it's all visual motor. the name kind of rang a bell, and she said, "You saved my life." And I said, "Well, that's good news." I said, "You've got to fill me in here. What happened?" She said, now that she's 27 years old and a recent nursing graduate, when she was 3 months old, suffice it to say, I diagnosed a medical condition that would have been completely life-threatening for her, which was, as is the beauty of peds emergency medicine, fully remedable. Subsequently, she's been perfectly healthy and gone on to her career in nursing. She gave me a big hug. I did remember her once she told me the diagnosis and the situation. And she then took 12 pictures with me with her cell phone so she could send it to her parents, who had been telling her, when you train in nursing, try to find Dr. Cantor. And apparently I'm a folk hero in their house. And she texted my picture to her parents. It was clearly one of the best moments I've had in any memory. And I told my wife about it, and she, you know, as your longstanding marriage would tell you, she said, "Well, you're not all bad." And I walked away, and I just started thinking about the fact that, you know, obviously we do make a difference, but not just in the setting of resuscitating critically ill or injured people, but in putting people on the pathway to health. And we often get cheated out of the ending of the movie. We don't see the romantic side of what we've helped facilitate. We certainly don't get credit for it. Here I did my job. I was competent enough to do it well. She benefited medically and socially, and she became a practitioner of health, a nurse. So in essence, I've done my job. I did what was best for the patient, and I paid it forward. And there's an old saying that you save one life, you save many. This person, this beautiful young health practitioner, will disseminate her personality and skill set to hundreds and hundreds of others simply because I did my job and the job that we all do every day, the job of an emergency physician. I am grateful for that moment. A moment like that can take you through 20, 30, 40 bad shifts. So thanks to anyone who gave me that moment. Hi, it's Richie Cantor. I'm a pediatric emergency physician.
If you're a resident, sign up for the Resident Wellness Consensus Summit via the HIPPO education page on the EMRA website, or find out more information at essentialsofem.com and in this Academic Life in Emergency Medicine blog post. We'll see you in May 2017. John Lakefun out.